侍奉啊，需要经过训练。
Servitude requires training beforehand.
亚伦有两个儿子也在做大祭司。
Aaron had two sons who were high priests.
但是侍奉的结果却是确实丧失生命。
But the consequence of their servitude was they lost their lives.
但是我们看圣经里面的保罗的侍奉、摩西的侍奉，都带给他们天国的产业。
But as we review the servitude of Paul and Moses, they brought about the rewards in heaven.
所以侍奉是一种恩典。
Servitude is a type of blessing.
因为神看重我们才会给我们有机会来侍奉他。
It is because God emphasizes and looks upon us heavily. That's why He allows us to serve Him.
那哥林多前书十五章在讲复活。
First Corinthians chapter 15 talks about resurrection.
那复活最后的结论是什么
？What was the conclusion of resurrection?
侍奉。
Is servitude.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians 15.
五十八节。
58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
知道你们的劳苦是不徒然的。
Your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
这个劳苦就是侍奉。
This type of laboring is servitude.
侍奉是不徒然的。
For we do not labor in vain.
为什么？
Why?
因为有死人复活。
Because the dead resurrected.
在天国有赏赐。
And there is heavenly reward.
所以在四十节，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，死人复活就是这样。
In verse 40, it talks about that during the resurrection, there will be different types of glory.
所以主耶稣复活以后在主耶稣在变貌山上两个一起显现。
We know on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Lord Jesus transfigured, there were two figures that also appeared.
一个是摩西。
One was Moses,
一个是以利亚
the other Elijah.
这个两个都侍奉到死为止。
We know these two figures all serve until the point of their death.
当然，以利亚没有死，就升天，等于说他生命结束了。
Of course, Elijah.
地上的生活结束了。
Elijah did not die; he was taken directly to heaven, but his earthly life was ended.
所以侍奉是恩典。
And therefore, servitude is a type of blessing.
如果我们看哥林多后书
，Let's turn to Second Corinthians,
第四章
，Chapter 4.
十七节
Verse 17. For our life affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far greater, exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
自战自轻的苦楚，要成就极重无比的荣耀。
My affliction will fulfill a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
如果以生意眼光来讲啊，这第一句话就是投资。
From an investment perspective, the first statement is talking about investing.
我们的侍奉，我们为主的辛苦投进去。
We invest our dedication and our labor into serving God.
那要收到极重无比永远的荣耀在天国。
And we will be rewarded with the eternal glory in heaven.
有什么比这个投资更划算？
What is the even more worthwhile than this type of investment?
而且侍奉不只是说到天国才有神的赏赐，有时候在今生你就可以看到神给我们的回应。
As we serve God, we not only reap the reward in heaven, but we can see the God's positive response even while we are alive.
所以如果信仰没有体验，很可能我们没有在侍奉。
And therefore, if we never experience God as we serve God, that means we are probably not serving Him correctly.
或者我们有在侍奉，但可能是动机或态度有问题，所以才不会有体验。
Or we don't experience God because we are not serving God correctly with the right motive or properly.
如果我们动机态度都很对，信仰在我们侍奉中一定有神的回应。
If we serve God with a proper motive and attitude, then God will definitely respond positively to our servitude.
理由很简单啊，在世界上，你如果对一个好人好，他一定会回应。
And the principle is simple because if you treat someone nice, he will respond in kind.
那你在侍奉神，难道神不会回应吗？
Then as we serve God, will not God respond kindly to us?
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians
第一章
Chapter
1帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节
Verse 9
还第十节请
And verse 10 For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这里讲我们信仰生活的三步。
There are three steps to our faith life.
最后一步就是等候那位救我们将来脱离愤怒的耶稣。
The last step is to wait for Lord Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
那是最可怕的一天，但是那个是最喜乐的一天。
That is the most dreadful day, but at the same time, the most joyful day.
因为主耶稣要带我们回到天国。
For Lord Jesus will bring us back to heaven.
那我们就要从天上得奖赏。
And we shall receive the heavenly reward.
但是这个第十节在我们等候主的再来之前要做什么？
But as we await for Lord Jesus' second coming, what should we do?
服侍又真又活的神。
And we are to serve the living and true God.
那他讲服侍神就好，为什么要讲真又活？
He could have simply stated, serve God. Why did he have to emphasize serve the living and true God?
因为主耶稣说，一个人不能够服侍两个主。
Because the Lord Jesus said that one person cannot serve two masters.
服侍神又服侍马门。
You cannot serve God and serve mammon at the same time.
马门不是真的神。
Mammon is not the true God.
他是假的神。
It is a false God.
所以他的价值有限。
Therefore, its value is limited.
但是神是真神。
But God is the true living God.
所以服侍的价值是永远的。
Therefore, the value of serving him is eternal.
你如果服侍一个人。
If you serve one person,
他死了,
after he dies,
谁都没有纪念的,
nobody even remembered.
但是如果服侍神,
but if you serve God,
神不会死,
God is not going to die.
他永远活着,
he lives forever.
那如果神纪念我们,
but if God remembers us,
我们的生命太可贵了,
and how valuable our life becomes,
神纪念我们, 我们还忧虑什么?
If God remembers us, what do we worry about?
有时候我们到陌生的一个地方,
At times when we visit a strange place,
忽然发生这么困难,
and suddenly some trouble befalls us,
刚好有一个朋友住在这里,
and just so happens we know a friend there.
你想想看, 如果我们从来没有对他做什么,
imagine if you had never done anything with him,
我们要请这个朋友帮忙就有点不好意思,
and you'll probably be too embarrassed to ask him for help.
但是如果在那个地方我们遇到一个朋友, 我们过去常常帮忙他。
But if we met a friend at that place where we had helped him many times before,
那我们就很坦然了。
Then we can boldly come to him.
我来求他，他一定会有回应。
And when I come to seek for help, he will definitely respond to me.
所以如果我们真的侍奉神，
And therefore, if we truly serve our God,
他会纪念我们。
He will remember us for sure.
那当我们有困难，
When we encounter troubles,
你求他，他会回应。
And we seek him, he will respond.
所以他是真神。
Because he is true God.
那另外就是他是活神。
The other is he is a living God.
通过我们的侍奉，等于说我们回转向神。
Through our servitude, it's as if we are turning back to God.
所以在第九节
，In verse 9,
你们离开偶像归向神。
You turn away from idols to God.
你想想看，一个人拜偶像拜一辈子，到底得到什么？
Imagine a person serve an idol for a whole lifetime, and what does he get?
拜偶像大概离不开两个原因。
Serve idols for People usually serve idols for two purposes.
第一个发财。
One is to get rich.
第二个保平安。
The other for peace.
有的拜了一辈子。
There's some people who serve idols whole life long.
他也没有发财。
He did not get rich.
拜了一辈子。
And worship idols whole life.
还是有很多不平安的事情发生。
Still many unpeaceful events.
但是如果我们真的来归向神。
But if we truly turn to God,
来服侍他,
to serve Him,
不但有平安,
we not only have peace,
我们的生活的需要神都会看顾,
God will also watch over all of our daily needs.
所以服侍确实是一种恩典。
Serving truly is a grace and blessing.
如果我们有机会要抓住这个恩典,
if we have the opportunity, we have to seize upon it.
而且服侍是一种机会。
And serving is also a type of opportunity.
这表示机会会过去的。
Opportunity means it can pass by.
有一次我去看一个信徒。
Once I visited a member.
大概他要离世的前三天我去看他。
I visited him 3 days before he passed away.
他告诉我。
He told me this.
如果主耶稣让我活起来。
If Lord Jesus allowed me to get well again.
我一定要从心里实实在在的爱神跟爱人。
I will truly love God and other people from the bottom of my heart.
当他活到生命的最后一口气的时候，他了解，完全了解人为什么活着。
When he lived until almost the last breath of his life, he realized what is the ultimate meaning for life.
但是过了两天他就离世了。
But a couple of days later, he's dead.
他有心，但是他没有机会。
Though he had the heart, he no longer had the opportunity.
哦，所以机会会过去的。
Therefore, opportunity will come and by.
你看主耶稣活着的时候
，When Lord Jesus was alive,
玛利亚拿着极贵的香膏，打破倒在耶稣的身上。
Mary took a very expensive flask of nard to break it open and apply it on Christ.
她把握那个机会。
She seized that opportunity.
那主耶稣埋在坟墓里面。
After Lord Jesus was entombed,
也有一些妇女拿香膏来要再来抹主耶稣的身体。
There were also other women who brought nard in order to apply it on Jesus' body.
但一去，那个石头已经挪开了。
But when they came, the stone was rolled away.
耶稣已经不见了，他已经复活了。
Lord Jesus had resurrected and was no longer there.
所以那个机会已经过去了。
And therefore that opportunity has passed them by.
所以服事是恩典，服事是机会。
And thus servitude is a grace and blessing as well as an opportunity.
我们把握几个重点，我们的服事就会继续持走下去。
If we seize a few key factors, then our service will continue.
服事有外在的条件，也有内在的条件。
To serve requires external factors and internal prerequisites.
我们现在看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
《使徒行传》。
Book of Acts.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
《使徒行传》的第一章
，Acts chapter one，
21节
，verse 21. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us，
第一个条件就是前面在讲那个犹大已经失去了他使徒的职分。
The preceding passage is about Jude who had lost his apostleship。
所以。要选一个人来代替他做服事的工作。
And they had to pick a replacement to serve.
那这些跟过主耶稣的这些使徒就设一个条件。
The disciples who had followed Jesus Christ set up this condition.
就是21节。
Which is stated in verse 21.
主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候。
And the men who have accompanied us all the time that Lord Jesus went in and among us.
也就是说，他曾经跟过主耶稣。
Which means that this is a person who had followed Jesus Christ.
就是三年。
For 3 years.
所以我们一些基本的工作一定要信主三年，就是从这里出来的。
And this is why our church set a prerequisite for someone who is going to serve God as serving God for 3 years, believing God for 3 years.
教员要三年。
And you had to be a teacher for 3 years.
做负责人一定要三年。
If you want to become a board member, you need to believe in Christ for 3 years.
为什么三年
？Why 3 years？
因为耶稣叫门徒来跟从我去传福音，这两句话中间是三年。
Because when Lord Jesus called the disciples to follow him and then to go out and preach the gospel, this there was 3 years between.
那这三年做什么？
And for these 3 years, what were they doing?
就是跟主耶稣生活在一起。
They lived together with Christ.
听主耶稣讲道。
To listen to Christ.
看主耶稣做事情。
And to observe what Lord Jesus did.
学习主耶稣的生活。
And to follow the lifestyle of Jesus Christ.
这样来预备自己侍奉。
In this way, they prepare themselves in serving God.
所以有时候虽然人信主三年，也不一定能够达到侍奉的标准。如果我们没有非常的追求。
If we don't pursue very diligently, then even if a person believes in Christ for 3 years, they may not be qualified to serve God.
所以你看，主耶稣他是神成为人，他训练门徒都要三年。
We see that Lord Jesus was God incarnate, and yet he trained people requiring 3 years of training period.
有时候我们信主好久好久，才发现我以前在做圣工，很多观念、想法、动机都不对，那已经信了十几年了。
And there are some people who believe in God for over 10 some years, and they later realize that all of their preconceptions and attitudes were wrong before.
所以从受洗那天开始，很认真在跟从耶稣，也需要三年。
So even if you were baptized and starting from the day of your baptism, you follow Christ very diligently, you still require 3 years.
所以这里是一个外在的条件。
This is the external condition.
要跟过耶稣。
Someone who had followed Jesus Christ.
那现在找到两个人了。
Now they found 2 people.
外在的条件有两个人符合。
There were 2 people who fit this criteria.
那到底谁才适合来做使徒的职分？
Now who exactly was worthy to become the replacement apostle?
所以这11个使徒就列出一个内在的条件。
And these 11 apostles set up an internal prerequisite.
我们看25节。
Let's read verse 25. to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place.
22.
Beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
使徒行传第一章，第一章的二十二，是不是我中文不太对？众人就祷告说：“主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两个人中指明，你所拣选的是谁，使他得使徒的职分。”
Verse 24 and 25, and they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." So the internal requirement is that Lord Jesus knows the heart of man. And all of us, we can only look at the external appearance. We don't know the inner heart. But God knows. After their prayer, they took lots.
And
naturally, today we have Holy Spirit, we don't cast lots anymore. For instance, USGA, when they were trying to pick out some personnel, for instance, the acceptance of TTP students. On Saturday night, they will go through interview and have discussions.
然后那一天晚上让大家回去再想一想。
And that very night, they will go home and think about it some more.
那礼拜天，大家再进食祷告。
On Sunday, they will go through fasting prayer.
进食祷告完，然后大家再讨论还有没有什么疑问。
After fasting prayer, they will go further discussion whether there's other issues.
所有的疑问都清楚了。
After they have cleared up all the questions,
那在最后再祷告, 然后再投票。
And finally, they will conclude with a prayer and then voting.
就是有一个机会让大家从圣经的角度来想这件事情, 再加上进食祷告。
Using this method, you approach this matter from a biblical perspective and allow time for prayer.
那当时就用抽签的。
In those days, they cast lots.
那现在问题是，你知道万人的心，到底我们侍奉神那个心是什么？
And God knows the hearts of all. When we serve God, what is our motive?
我们大家很多侍奉很久，这个心在对你来讲哦，这个心最重要是什么？
All of us have served God for some time. What does this heart mean to you?
Mary, 那个心呢，对你来讲是什么？ Andy, 那个心是什么？你讲一点就好。灵修，OK，还有没有志愿？ 这个心是什么？
What is his heart? How do we define this heart?
真诚的心，OK。
Heart of sincerity.
还有没有？ 那个心是什么？来，愿做的心。The
heart to serve.
好，那还有没有？亏欠的心。The
heart of debt.
受教的心。The
heart willing to be taught.
我也很愿做，我也觉得很亏欠。I'm
willing to serve. I feel indebted.
我都有，但是我就是照我自己意思来，这样可以不可以？
I have all this, but I have my own way of doing things, and I'm just going to do that. Is that acceptable?
我们讲的都对了，我只是给大家参考。
We all said the right answers, but I'm just posing some questions for you consideration.
因为下午已经累了，我问个问题，大家头脑动一动。We
are all tired, so we have some questions for thinking.
讨神喜欢的心在哪里？
The heart that pleases the Lord, where is it?
先翻到先讲，这个比如说圣经很熟，讨神喜欢的心，我把范围缩小，哥林多前后书。
We'll narrow the scope. It should be in 1st or 2nd Corinthians.
如果还太广，哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians。
如果还太短，还太多哦，第七章以前。
It's before chapter 7, Second Corinthians。
好，第三章以后。
After chapter 3。
讨神喜欢的心在哪里
？The heart that pleases the Lord.
Okay, 第五章哈。
In chapter 5.
第九节第九节听读。
Chapter 5, verse 9, Second Corinthians.
第五章第九节，请你读。
Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him.
不论我住在身内就是活着，离开身外就是死了。我立的志向要讨神的喜欢。
We make it our aim, whether present, meaning alive or absent, we are dead, to be well pleasing to Him. Why?
第十节
，verse ten.
因为我们要在他台前来面对审判。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
有没有侍奉神非常热心的，但是到最后变成得罪神非常深？有没有这样的？
Has there been people who serve God zealously but in the end offended God?
找一个人，新约时代。
Let's find one person in the New Testament.
侍奉神非常投入，但是得罪神。
Somebody who is very devoted in serving God but ended up offending God.
众人中，我是一个罪魁。
I am the chief of sinners.
哥林多提摩太后前书第一章
First Timothy chapter 1
十五节
verse 15 yeah, This is a trustworthy saying worthy of a full acceptance Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am the worst
保罗为什么逼迫基督徒
Why did Paul persecute the Christians
腓立比书讲怎么讲保罗为什么逼迫基督徒
In Philippians what does it say why did Paul persecute the Christians
不是嫉妒哦，是热心哦。
It wasn't because of Christianity, but because of his zealousness.
哦，对犹太教的热心。
His zealousness toward Judaism.
但是后来他信了耶稣，才说啊，我是罪魁啊。
But after he believed in Jesus, he realized that he was the chief of all sinners.
就可见说，他所做的虽然出于热心，但是啊，那一件事情并神并不喜欢。
And even though he had served God out of his zeal, but it ended up displeasing and offending God.
所以我们一直讲侍奉神、侍奉主啊，那个主什么意思
？We often say we serve God, serve the Lord. What does it mean?
主就是他是主人，他是主宰。
Lord means that he is the master. We yield to him.
所以我们是仆人。
We are the servants.
所以我们侍奉他是要得到他的喜欢，那将来赏那个。审判的时候才能得赏赐。
We serve him in order to please him, and in the future receive our due rewards.
所以，我们在做每一个侍奉啊，第一个问题就是我这样做，神会不会高兴
？And therefore, as we serve God, the first motivation that we need to consider is whether what we do now is going to please God.
如果神会高兴
，If God is pleasing,
我们可以去做。
Then we can go ahead and proceed.
如果神不高兴
，If God is displeased,
周围的大家都拍掌。
Even if all the people around you are clapping their hands and applauding, you cannot do it. Because we're not serving people. The church matters are God's matters. God is the master. The very first important principle is to please God. And now we have a question. What What can we do in order for our servitude to be pleasing to God?
回新约圣经找一节，怎么做让我们的侍奉蒙神喜悦？
What can we do in order to make sure that our servitude will be pleasing to God in the New Testament? Let's find a verse. To please Him in every way and to bear many fruit. Where is that?
Okay,
let's look for the verse.
好叫你们行事为人对得基础，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上多结善果。在哪？
To bear fruit in all good things.
非哥罗西书第一章嘛。
Colossians chapter 1,
第九节
verse 9.
请读。
Colossians 1, verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understandings.
第十节
10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Okay. 如果我们看这两节，要让神高兴，关键在哪里？
Just looking at these two verses, what is the key to pleasing God?
Samuel. 这里只有一个 Samuel. 来 Samuel. 好 ,OK. 那个答案在第九节。
The answer lies in verse 9.
满心知道神的旨意。
To be filled with the full knowledge of God's
will. 所以我们的侍奉要满心知道神的旨意。
So we have to be filled with the full knowledge of God's will.
每一件我们要做都很清楚，这是神的旨意。
Every matter that we undertake, we must fully understand it is out of God's will.
那为着要满心知道神的旨意，所以前面有从为你们祷告，在属灵的智慧悟性上，属灵的智慧跟判断力啊，有这样就能够知道神的旨意。
And in order to attain the full knowledge of God, we have to pray.In order to attain all wisdom and spiritual understanding, in this way we can know what God's will is.
所以侍奉表面上是说，哎，我在煮饭，我在扫地，我在做什么事情哈？但是他那个内心满心知道神的旨意，那我们做的就可以得到神的喜欢，会得神纪念，蒙神祝福。
And even though on the surface we may be cooking or cleaning up.But inside of us, we must be filled with the full understanding of God to fully know that this will, in this way, then we can please Him.
好，那现在要怎么知道神的旨意？
And how do we fully understand His will?
当然，这里也讲属灵的智慧跟悟性。
Of course, here mentions all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
那有的人他也很认真祷告啊。
Some people pray very hard.
他也说这是神的旨意啊。
And they also claim it's out of God's will.
很多人看了就好像这好像不是神的旨意，怪怪的。
But other people may look at it funny and say, no, that's not God's will.
所以要明白神的旨意需要有什么心。
And so in order to understand God's will, what type of mindset must we have?
好，我们来看。心意更新而变化。这个里面查验神。善良纯全的可喜悦的旨意在哪里？找找看。
Transform our heart。
对，罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12。
十二章的第二节。
Verse 2。And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God。
这个第二节如果读英文就很有趣了。
Conform,
transform.
Verse 2 is very interesting that it contrasts conform and transform.
Conform 就是被同化。
Conform means you're assimilated.
Transform 就是更新。
Transform means to renew.
所以一个人如果要明白神的旨意，最重要在他的心。
In order to fully understand God's will, the most important key lies in our heart.
我们在公司上班有公司的心态。
When we serve, when we work in the company, we have this company mindset.
来到教会，是侍奉神。
But when we come to church, we're serving God.
如果我们用公司的心态搬到教会来侍奉神，这个叫做 conform。
If we use a work mindset to company work mindset to bring into the church, then this is conforming.
啊，就是效法世界。
Because we are conforming to the worldly ways.
那我们来到教会要转变成为用基督的心来侍奉。
When we come to church, we need to transform and renew into the attitude of Christ as we serve.
那这个叫做更新变化。
This is how we renew our attitude.
那这个心改变了，才能够看出神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Only after our mind is renewed and transformed may we prove what is good and acceptable and good will of God.
好，那我们现在来看哈，在世界上我们侍奉很认真的工作，在公司有几个原因。
What are the reasons that we work so hard and mightily in the workplaces?
至少有三个原因哈。
There are at least three reasons why we do so. First,
利
is for your benefit.
所以再辛苦的工作，你把配加倍，一定会有人做。
So no matter how difficult that job is, if you it's well compensated, somebody is going to take the job.
重赏之下，一定有勇夫啊。
Because if it's a high price, then you will even risk your life for it.
再找不到人，再加倍。
And if you find no one, then you double the price.
但是教会没有利。
But in church, there is no benefit.
第二个
，second，
啊，在公司做，他会往上爬。
While you serve in the company, you will be promoted.
哦，所以你在公司，只要你有权来决定 bonus， 你就可以办法使一个人很认真去做工。
So if in the company you have the authority to give out bonuses, then other people will serve very diligently for you.
只要你有权可以决定让一个人地位往上爬，你就可以让他很认真做工。
As long as you hold this authority to bring bonus or promote someone, then that individual will work very hard.
第三个
，the third，
自我实现
is to self fulfillment.
你的理想可以被发挥。
When your ideals can be actualized.
这个大概我们在公司上班的三个动力。
And these are the three motivation while we work in the workplaces.
这个叫做世界。
This is what it means world.
但这个三个动力提到教会，一个都不能有。
But when you bring these three motivations into the church, that is not right. We cannot even have one single one.
第一个不是为利。
First of all, we don't serve for benefits.
第二个不是为名。
Second, we don't do it for fame.
第三个不是为自我实现。
Third, we're not doing it for self-fulfillment.
这那为什么？
Then what exactly are we working for?
就是为着报答神的爱。
In order to repay God's love.
为着神的旨意能够实现。
In order to fulfill God's will.
那这个从以自我为中心转变到以神为中心，
and we go,
这个叫做更新。
We go from self-centered to God-centered. This is what it means to transform and renew.
用我们自己的方法改变成靠神，这个叫做更新。
Going from our personal ways in order to turning it to depending on other people, then this is renewal.
所以你知道人的心到底那个是什么心？
God knows human hearts. What exactly is that heart?
讨神喜欢的心。
The heart that aims to please God.
那推深一点，就是凡事明白神的旨意。
If we go deeper, it means that in every way we understand God, what God's will is.
再推深一点。
Even go deeper.
就是不要被世界同化，要在基督里更新。
Is that we do not become conformed by the world, but rather we need to be transformed.
那这样啊，我们的侍奉就会很美。
And in this way, our servitude will be very beautiful.
神喜欢，蒙神纪念。
God will be very pleased and remember our work.
如果神喜欢，
if God is pleased with us,
这个侍奉一定对人有造就。
Then our servitude will definitely bring benefit to others.
这个侍奉一定能荣耀神。
And the servitude will definitely glorify God.
因为神喜欢，没有一件是不好的。
Because in every matter, God is pleasing. Everything is good.
这个是我们的目标。
For this is our goal.
好，十五分钟，我们来讨论。
We have 15 minutes of Q&A.
我们刚刚提到都很对啊，侍奉要心。
We mentioned a lot of right things just now. That to serve right requires the right heart.
几年前我们在厄瓦开这个 WDC。
A few years ago, we hosted the WDC in Irvine.
我们第一届期从世界各地来都很受到感动。
And the delegates from all over the world were deeply touched.
我记得当时一个负责一个工人啊，就勉励所有参与的人。
And I remember one of the workers encouraged all the participants.
只有一句话。
Only one word.
用心去做。
To work at it with all your heart.
哦，这一句话。
And this very statement.
让人感受得到。
Make people, they can really touch their heart.
你做的事情用心去做，那个接受的人他可以去感受得到。
When you apply your heart in everything you do, the recipient can really sense that.
所以他们很受感动。
So they were very touched.
所以用心是对的。
It's true that we have to apply our hearts.
还有13分。
13 minutes left.
有什么问题，有什么感想都可以。
Questions or sharings? Here.
翻译一下。
So while you're serving, maybe you think one way, and other people may take a different type of perspective. How do you sort these things out?
当然圣经里面讲，如果能够讨人喜欢又讨神喜欢，那就非常好了。
The Bible does say that if you can please God and please others, that'll be a win-win situation.
所以众人以为美的要留心去做。
And we have to try to do what other people consider to be good.
这是最高的理想。
This is the highest ideal.
但是有时候，要讨神喜欢，人就不一定会喜欢。
But at times, when we while we pursue to please God, other people may not be pleased.
那这个怎么去分别？这是你的问题啊。
So how do we sort out this kind of situation?
大家，我们大家是做圣工很久，这两个怎么分别？
So how do we sort out this kind of situation?
这个要讨神喜欢，到最后就是说要跟神很亲近。
In order to please God, ultimately we have to be very intimate with God.
我们才知道神喜欢什么。
Only then will we truly be sensitive to what pleases God.
那要跟神很亲近，就是离不开要很深入的查考圣经。
To be intimate with God, you cannot cut yourself from fully understanding or deeply understanding the truth.
有圣经的原则，在引导我们内心的最深处的动机。
When we have the guidance of the teachings in the Bible to guide us in the innermost part of our heart.
而再来，我们服事的态度。
And the other thing to consider is our attitude as we serve.
有神的话就你就知道那个。原则在哪里？
When we have the word of God as our guiding principle, then we will know where we stand.
那再来就是祷告。
And second is to pray.
祷告到被圣灵充满。
We pray till that we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们想要做的，如果你神不喜欢，你晚上心里会不安。
There are certain things that when we want to do something, at night time we will be sleepless.
当然这个很主观，但是，如果我们常常祷告，我们自己 会渐渐会感觉得到。
This is very subjective, but if you often pray, then you will come to experience this.
那第三个就是说，我这个做是不是真的出于爱神？
The third question to ask ourselves is, am I truly doing this out of my love for God?
是不是真的出于爱人？
Is it truly out of my love for others?For God is love.
所以如果符合这三个条件，
so if what we are doing fulfills these three requirements,
真理的原则，
and fulfills the principle of the truth,
爱心的原则，
the principle of love,
又有圣灵的感动和带领，大概不会错。
and the movement and guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we will not be straight. Cite an example.
我们过去这个 RE 哈，读经如果读得很好，都给他什么
？In the past, during RE, if you have a very good performance, what kind of reward is given out?
过去给他什么
？What do we give out in the past?
是不是给他 gift card?
We gave him gift cards.
那我们现在改变了。
But now we change.
哦，现在改变一个给他一个什么
？Certificate.
一个奖状了。
Now we give him a certificate.
没有钱在里面。
There is no monetary reward.
那这个是小事情，但是也是大事。
This can be a trivial matter, but also a major matter.
你如果要讨论，大家意见都不太一样。
When you talk about it, people have varying opinions.
但是这个 gift card 就是带领我们进入一个方向。现在所有社会，你要 motivate 一个人离不开钱的。
But this gift card method.Is the principle of a society where everything you do is monetary motivated.
但是我们用一个现在一个奖状，就是代表这个是神肯定的好的事情。
But now we replace it with a certificate to show that this is something that God affirms.
这个是神喜欢的。
Something that is pleasing to God.
那这个奖状给你一个鼓励。
And using the certificate as a type of encouragement.
这个小小的不同，但是这整个心态就不太一样。
So even though it's a trivial matter, but our whole mindset is totally different.
这是给一个例子。
This is one example.
好，还有没有什么？比方说做圣工啊。
Another instance of a serving.
我们有慕道者来。
When we have true seekers here.
他一直就。不会想要洗礼、啊、
And they don't want to get baptized.
后来才发现说，他到其他教会里面去慕道不多久、啊。
And so later we discovered that when this person went to another church for not too long after they went to a different church.
那个教会就给他安排很重要的职位。
And that church arranged very important tasks for him.
一个头衔、啊。
And to give him a title.
那他就跑不掉了。
And then he's trapped.
那但在我们教会，我们不会考虑这样做。
But in our church, we would not consider this approach.
你帮忙煮饭、帮忙清扫，这是可以。但是如果比较重要的职分，一定要有灵性在里面。
It's fine that if you want to participate in cleaning or cooking, but spiritual roles require certain type of qualification.
在旧约圣经哈，你如果要建圣殿，那个家谱找不到的不能参加。
In the Old Testament, when you want to participate in rebuilding the temple, if your name is not found in the family tree of the Jewish faith, then you are excluded.
那个家谱今天来讲就是连到主耶稣的身上，
so、that,
跟主耶稣没有进到里面的不能参与。
That family tree in today's sense is to be connected to Jesus Christ. If we're not connected to Jesus Christ, we're not qualified to serve Him.
所以这个又是一个差别。
This is another distinction.
所以是会有差别。圣经如果我们很深入的时候，是会有差别。
So if you study the Bible deeply, you will find subtle differences.
好，还有五分钟。
Five more minutes.
我们在教会整个侍奉其实最重要也是比较难的，就是精神。
As we serve God in church, the most difficult, challenging part is that spirit or attitude.
那如果我们的精神是从圣经来的，动机是对的，神会同工。
If our spirit or attitude is motivated, deriving from the Bible, then God will abide with us.
那我们本身也会收获到侍奉的好处。
And we ourselves will reap the rewards and the benefit of servitude. As we serve God, there are times when we will run into different, varying opinions on the same subject. But every person is motivated by their love for God. How do we reconcile the differences in order to make progress for the greater good of glorifying God and the church?
Okay. 啊，如果我们侍奉者遇到不同的意见的怎么办？哈，呀，啊，同样都很爱神。
Every one of us love God.
啊，但是一讨论起圣公啊，大家的意见都不一样。
But when we serve God, we may take different opinions.
那个，这个要怎么办？
How do we reconcile?
啊，当然这也可以分作两部分了。
This can be sorted into two parts.
一部分就是需要有世界上专业知识。
One is to have the world's professional knowledge.
哦，比方说要盖会堂。
For instance, building the church.
这个需要有专业的知识。
You need to have professional knowledge.
所以我们在看这个建筑设计，你才知道说这个设计的好不好。
So when you look at the blueprint, you are able to discern whether this is a good layout.
因此，如果我们缺乏这个专业知识，要请专业的人来给我们做建议。
So if you lack this professional knowledge, then you have to consult with professionals to give us advice.
我们没有那个专业知识，我们就不要坚持我们的意见。
And if we don't have that professional knowledge, then we should not insist on our own opinion.
这个是一方面啊，需要有专业知识。
So this is one part to have a professional knowledge.
那另外一方面，比方说人事的决定运用。
And the other aspect is, for instance, personnel applications.
那这就跟灵性有关，这跟专业知识没有关。
And this has to do more with a spirituality rather than professional knowledge.
所以我们就要遵照《使徒行传》六章三节，好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
So we have to follow the principle dictated in the Book of Acts that you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, have good reputation.
那原则立出来。
Once you have these principles,
那大家祷告。
And everybody pray.
我们把这个心放中性。
And we should set our mind in neutral.
那一直祷告，一直祷告，就会渐渐就会有会神会感动我们。
And we continue to pray, and then eventually we will see the God's guidance.
所以还是有一个原则可以渐渐来解决的。
So there is a principle that we can aim toward.
但是这个教会这个文化很重要。
But the culture within the church is also important.
如果我们带领教会这个方向正确，问题会越来越少。
If we guide our church toward the right direction, there will be fewer and fewer problems.
就是三件事情。
There are three matters.
深入的查考圣经，让我明白神的话。
To study the Bible deeply and understand God's truth.
祷告被圣灵充满。
And second, to pray until filled with Holy Spirit.
在爱心里面来团契。
And third is to fellowship and be united in love.
那这三件事情做好，教会不容易发生问题。
If we are well grounded in these three aspects, then very few things can shake up the church.
所以这个是方向。
So this is the major direction.
如果这三件事情没有做好，
if we fail in any of these three directions,
很容易小事变大事。
Then it's very easy for a trivial matter to blow out of proportion.
那这三件做好，大事可以变小事。
But if we are well grounded in these three aspects, then major events will be turned to small.
小事变无事。
And the trivial matter turned to nothing.
你会发现教会很稳定，不是一两个人能够起风浪的。
You'll find that the church is very stable, and it will not be disturbed by a couple people.
所以这个整个教会的方向确实很重要。
So the whole direction of the church is very important.
时间到了。
Time's up.
照我们所预定计划就结束了。
We shall conclude now.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.